This week we talk about pillow talk, what a husband needs to know. That's the caption, that's the theme. As part of Women's Week on Radio Islam International, we'll be looking at issues that the husband needs to understand in order to treat his wife well. These are issues that are related to the private lives of the couple, issues that are relevant when the couple are involved in a private discussion at home. So the first thing we focus on today is that men should not be ignorant of female biology. Learn about it, whether it's menstruation, whether it's pregnancy or everything else. You need to know it because it impacts on your life significantly, intimately and otherwise. Don't just laugh it off or make jokes about it or carry on as if it doesn't warrant your time or attention. Women's health is sorely misunderstood, and to have a husband who doesn't understand, or worse, is disinterested, or even worse, treats women in a kind of disrespectful way, is going to complicate matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not shy away from these matters. As a husband or as a Nabi, he constantly encouraged men to be aware of and to be sensitive to their wives' needs, just as he was with his wife or wives. There's a narration in Bukhari Sharif, Salama radiallahu anha says, it was my chance with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was lying with him under a single woolen sheet, and then I felt I'm getting my menses, so I went and I put on clothes for menses. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, do you have your menses? I said, yes. He then called me and said, no problem, you can still lie with me in the same sheet. So learn about female biology and how it will impact on your marriage, how it will impact on the mood and the behavior of your wife, so that you can accommodate it and you can structure your approach around it. That's the first thing. Don't be ignorant of female biology. The second is be responsible. You know, being a good Muslim husband doesn't just mean you fulfill the basic rights as a husband and you leave it at that. It means you must be on the ball as an adult, whether it's paying the bills, taking out the trash, cleaning a mess in the house, being engaged with the children. Kindness to wife, you know, is not just buying roses and chocolates ever so often. It's about really helping and being hands-on. Not so that you can get extra credit or you can get praise, but because it's part and parcel of being a grown man, a grown responsible man. It's part of the sunnah. When Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do at home? She said, he kept himself busy serving his family. But when it was time for prayer, he would go for prayer. In another narration, she explains that he would clean his clothes, he would milk his sheep, he would serve himself. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have got Sahaba to do it. They would have done it with the greatest of enthusiasm and they would have deemed it an honor. But he did it himself to show to us that this is how a husband should conduct himself. You know, do your part in the home and don't do it because you want praise, or don't do it because you have to do it, otherwise you're going to get lectured. Do it because that's what is expected of you as a Muslim husband, to help at home. So, two things we share with you today. Learn about female biology and be responsible as a husband. Be a responsible husband.